Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. There are moments in life when human strength is not enough. Situations arise that no amount of effort, wisdom, or experience can change. Yet throughout Scripture, ordinary people stepped into impossible situations and saw extraordinary results. Why? Because they heard God. Every impossibility has a breaking point, and faith is what breaks it. But faith doesn't come from trying harder. It comes from hearing God. When God speaks, His word carries power, not potential. It goes out, and it accomplishes exactly what He sent it to do. When you truly hear God, nothing stays impossible. In today's message titled, Hear God, Do the Impossible, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to trust fully in God's word and step out in faith to see the impossible become possible.
You may be going through something that seems practically impossible in your current situation, but I can assure you that when you hear God, everything changes. Why am I saying this? Because the word of God never fails. The Bible says it's an incorruptible seed and will always produce positive results. That's what the word of God is, because it's God's character and it's from God's heart. The only thing that fails us is our understanding. That's what fails us. And so instead of doing what the word said, we normally substitute prayer. We substitute going to church and trying to be a good person. And we cannot understand why we haven't received, you see? So you may ask, how can I believe for something that seems impossible? Well, it's only impossible if you are approaching it in your strength, or you are approaching it with your understanding or wisdom or resources. Then it's going to seem impossible because you're doing it in your own way. But when God speaks to you, my friend, I tell you, the impossible instantly becomes possible. Nothing is impossible with God. As long as He is the one calling you, as long as what you are hearing and what is being quickened to you is actually aligned with His will, then I tell you, no matter how extraordinary or challenging it appears, it's possible. The Bible says in the book of Luke, we all know this story about when the angel Gabriel visited Virgin Mary. The Bible said in Luke chapter 1 verse 37 that with God, nothing will be impossible. That's what the angel Gabriel told Mary when Mary thought, how can it be for a virgin who hasn't seen a man to give birth? The angel assured her that for with God, nothing will be impossible. So every word of God can make something happen. Every word of God is charged with the power to bring itself to pass. God's word is alive and powerful. It's so powerful than a two-edged sword, and it will go and accomplish what He set it to do. Praise God. His word will accomplish what He sends it to do. In the book of Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11, the Bible compares the word of God with rain and snow coming from heaven. Let me read it to you. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. Did you hear that? It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Hallelujah. That's God speaking. He says His word will never return to Him empty. So this text of Scripture reminds us about the divine promise that God's spoken word is effective. God's written word is effective and is purposeful. It makes us understand that His word will not return empty, but will actively achieve the specific results and fulfill the purpose for which it was sent. So if you will send the word of God to go and heal, it will accomplish that. You send the word of God to bring breakthrough, it will accomplish that. You send the word of God to turn around financial issues, it will accomplish that. That's how powerful the word of God is. If God speaks, I tell you, you can do the impossible. His word will accomplish what He pleases and prosper in the specific task designated for it. What task are you sending the word of God to deal with? It's a guarantee of accomplishment and fulfillment of His will. Hallelujah. So whatever seems impossible to the natural mind or the natural man or woman, if you hear from God, it's going to be possible because His word will not return to Him empty, but will accomplish what He desires and achieve the purpose for which He sent it. Send the word of God for a specific purpose, and He's going to accomplish that. You see, when Jesus was on this earth, He only did what He saw the Father doing. So the impossible suddenly became possible. He never did things independently of His Father. Jesus explained His total unity with God, the Father, I tell you. He explained that over and over again on the pages of the Bible. For example, after He was questioned about healing on the Sabbath, He said this, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by Himself. He can do only what He sees the Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." That's recorded in John chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus acted only in alignment with God's will and nature, I tell you, not independently at all. He was saying that His actions, miracles, and authority were perfectly coordinated with God the Father, and that demonstrating their shared purpose. My friend, agree with God and act on His word, and the impossible would become possible. Jesus never acted on His own agenda. He carried out the work of the one who sent Him. He said, "I must do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. The night comes when no one can work." He came for the purpose of doing His Father's will. And that means He was always in tune with the Father, hearing His voice, seeing what the Father is doing, and doing likewise. My friend, we can also do the same. If we are not seeing anything from God, if we are not hearing anything from God, then everything is going to be impossible. Of course, it is. Because we haven't heard, we haven't seen, and we don't know which way to act. But when you are in fellowship with the Father, and something gets quickened to you, and you believe and act on it, I tell you, then it's going to be possible. Doesn't matter how challenging that seems. It doesn't matter how impossible that seems. Nothing is impossible with God. And I have seen it over and over again. When you put your trust in the Lord, mountains move and miracles happen. Sometimes all it takes is one word from God to change your whole situation. I'm telling you. That one word can bring peace. It can bring healing. It can bring provision or direction right when you need it most. I'm telling you, you need to hear God's word. I'm thinking right now about so many testimonies in my own life that seemed impossible. Things I did that seemed stupid or unwise in the eyes of the unbeliever. They seemed crazy, and yet I had a word from God. The way I set up Bible club on my school campus and went to Africa to preach in conferences and at open-air crusades, it seemed impossible. This is many years ago. I knew nobody, but I had a word from God. So what seemed impossible in the natural, because I had a word from God to do those things, I stepped out on that word. I have had the same things happen in terms of some of the places I have gone on my evangelical outreaches and most of the things I have done. They seemed crazy and impossible, but because I heard from God, I was able to do the impossible. Not through my own strength, but by His power. Bible says it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. It's the spirit's power that can let you do the impossible. As Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For example, resigning from my job and building a Bible college in Ghana and everything I have done, I have had a word from God. They are things that seemed out of my reach. But when I got a word, I got a vision. And the best way to know that you are in faith is when you have a vision. If you don't have a vision for something being accomplished, then you are not quite yet there, I'm telling you. You need to be quickened by the word of God. And when that happens, faith will arise, peace will arise, and you would then take action. So you need to hear from God. But once you hear from God, once something is quickened to you or made alive to you, it is a promise, and all His promises in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. That's what the Bible says. So what seems impossible is now possible. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. So this verse is a promise that God's promises in the Bible are reliable and will come to pass. It doesn't matter how it seems. It may seem impossible. I'm telling you, if you heard from Him, act on the word, and He's going to accomplish whatever He set it to do. Sometimes there is some challenge in front of you, but if you were in fellowship with the Father, I'm telling you, something will come alive inside of your heart, and immediately there will be a vision of that thing being possible. It doesn't matter how big it is. This can happen, and when that happens, you will begin to speak. That's the law of faith. We call that the law of faith. And what is it? That first you hear, then you see, then you speak, then you act, then you receive. So let me say that again. First, you hear what God is doing. Then you see it. Like the woman with the issue of blood. She had to see herself touching the hem of Jesus' garment. And then she said, if I could touch His garment, why would she say those words? Because she saw it first. So first, you hear it, or it's quickened to you. You see it, and after you see it, you say it, and after you say it, you begin to act on it. And once you act on it, you begin to receive it. And the impossible becomes possible, my friend. That's how spiritual dynamic of faith works. But it all begins with fellowship with the Father. What you see and what you hear from Him, it becomes possible, I'm telling you. But most of us are just frustrated with faith because we are trying to do it in our own human effort, in our own human intellect, in our own human resources, human strength. And then we say, well, this doesn't work. Well, you are in the wrong dimension. I have been in the wrong dimension. I'm not really putting anybody down. I know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, I have been in that place before, trying to do it in my own human strength, trying to make things happen. And then I discovered when I heard God, the whole thing changed. And then I had peace. I had joy. I had vision. I spoke the word. Things happened, sometimes very quickly, sometimes over a season. But that's how faith works. My friend, you need to hear from God. And once you get His word, I tell you, the impossible becomes possible. So important. But if you have not received Christ, you cannot even hear and distinguish His voice. I'm telling you, you need to take the first step. If you are a believer, be in vibrant fellowship with your Father, with the Holy Spirit, and God's word will quicken your heart. He's always speaking. It's just that we are not paying attention. And when He speaks, the impossible becomes possible, my friend. But if you don't have Christ, this is not applicable to you. Your first step is to receive him as your Lord and personal Savior, and all these things will come to pass if you will cooperate with him. So if you want to receive Christ, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I recognize that I am a sinner. I need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.